This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's up, y'all? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. The NFL outcome is done. We've had time to assimilate the numbers. We got stats that show that the numbers are way down. It's only going to get worse. 32 teams, 1,600 active players, about 100 who decided to take a knee. Didn't want to stand up for Donald Trump. Didn't want to stand up for the national anthem. Didn't want to stand up for the flag. Didn't want to stand up for America. Decided they would protest all of that. Because we know how the NFL works, right? Yeah, all those choir boys that beat their wives and get charged for drugs and dope smoking and things like that and don't have a pot to pee in or a window to throw it out of by the time they get out of the league. Those guys, you know, those stellar citizens, thugs that take their character flaws and get a lot more money and exacerbate their character flaws, which is what they did over the weekend. Yeah, 32 teams, 1,600 players, 100 who participated, less than 7%, which, by the way, should have the Democrats scared crapless. They should be in fear for their lives in 2018 because they've been trying to get somebody to take on the mantle of Black Lives Matters, and they got all these athletes. They got these are the people that people look up to. You know, all these Colin Kaepernick, and I don't even know all the players because I don't watch football anymore. I can't name you five football players. Let's just say, if you take away the old school guys like Brady and white boys, I couldn't name you three. No, I could probably name, let me think. Give me just one. What's that receiver for that's really good that caught the one-handed catch? I know his last name. Give me a hint. That guy. Anyway, him, maybe a running back. But, like, if it ain't old school, like Anthony Peterson, and he's not totally old school, but you know what I'm saying, somebody that was playing before the new crowd of whiners came in, I don't even know him. I'm proud to tell you I can't name any of these players. Oh, I know. I can see the name Gronkowski. I see that name. I don't know where it's from. I see it. And then there's a dude, the Texan, who raised all that money. That's how many people I know. I can't even tell you their names. And many of you may be the same. Stop following this stuff. You know, it's a waste of time. Big old babies out there trying to socially change. Social justice warriors. Yeah. And let me tell you, Donald Trump telling them to get that son of a blank off the field right now. If you want to take a knee, take a knee. You know what they aren't taking a knee for, these savages? They're not taking a knee in every city where they visit where Black people are being killed in amazing numbers. They don't take a knee there when they go visit the Atlanta Falcons. They don't take a knee when they go visit the Houston Texans. They don't take a knee when they go visit the Detroit Lions. They don't take a knee when they go visit the Cleveland Browns or the Baltimore Ravens or whoever. They don't take knees in Indianapolis where Black people are getting killed by Black people every single day. And let me tell you something, folks. When that team flies in over the weekend and do their practices, come Sunday morning, let me tell you what those NFL Black whiny, multimillionaire babies, woe is me, Black Lives Matter princesses have to say if you put a gun to their head and ask them, name me the guy, the Black dude who was killed last night in the hood of the city where you're about to play a football game, killed by another brother. Shh, name him. Because if you can, I'm going to blow your brains out. You'd have to kill them all. But they won't take a knee for that. They won't take a knee for all the ills that are going on in Black society. The fatherless children. The kids that are born out of wedlock in unbelievably and quite frankly disturbing numbers. They won't take a knee for the number of children who are not being educated but being indoctrinated. They certainly won't take a knee for the number of Black kids being killed in the womb by that racist organization known as Planned Parenthood. They won't take a knee for crime. They won't take a knee for the number of Black businesses that are never going to get started because nobody's challenging these people to do something good in the neighborhood. They won't take a knee for the crappy schools. They won't take a knee for the crappy government that every one of these stupid blacks votes for in every one of these urban indoctrination centers that are run by Democrats. They won't take a knee for that. They won't take a knee for the outcome that Barack Obama promised in these inner cities that have left these kids without dreams while he worries about the dreamers that are over here illegally. They won't take a knee for that. Yeah, let's talk about what you want to take a knee for, you bunch of poverty pimps, multimillionaires. And they go overseas, and you know what they do? They represent us over there, too. Woo-hoo-hoo! Look at us. We're representing black folks. We're representing America. Let me tell you something. There's not a country they could visit where if they said, I tell you what, you want to stay here, I'll replace you. I'll take your salary for a day. And I'll go become an American. Name me one country where every one of those punks wouldn't be left behind. Because I know in London, or wherever they played over in, I think it was London, there are people lined up to take their jobs. And God forbid they go to Africa or Central America or somewhere like that. Somebody would look at them and say, you make how much? You work this much of the year, and you make this much. You spend the rest of the time chiseling your body, becoming, you know, a godlike, training to be a pseudo warrior on the gridiron, and you got the nerve to talk about your country? Please, excuse me while I go pick up 5 gallons of water and carry it back on my head so I can boil it in order to have potable drinking water for the next few days. Man, these people are crazy. And see, what I love about this is we are showcasing their level of crazy every single day. And it took Donald Trump to do it. It took Donald Trump to bring it to the fore. Everybody else wants to forget about it. They see it's the NFL, it's a sport. Well, let them play. Look at ESPN today and tell me you're watching a sports program versus a political program. Just watch it. Any day of the week. It's all politics, folks. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to talk about Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner a little bit later. I got to talk to you about the real outcome of the NFL. I touched on it on Cavuto if you saw the clip. It was truly one of my best interviews. I loved that interview. If I could finally get a word in edgewise here. But, yeah, you know, guys, the world is changing back, and you're being a part of it, and you're watching a genius do it. You're watching a guy. I don't know whether Trump's doing this knowingly or unknowingly, but the outcome is still the same. It's genius.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump is mean. He called the son of a beepy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Defending you. Enlightening you as to what's going on in the world. Telling you how to look at things a bit differently. And let me tell you something. The most powerful political statement of Donald Trump's career was made against the NFL. You know what else it was made against? It was made against Target. It was made against Starbucks. It was made against every one of these companies out there who's looking at progressivism, buying into progressivism, and falling prey to the tactics of the progressives. That's what this was. This was business being able to look back at itself and go, wait a minute, what just happened? Oh, most people aren't thinking of it this way. Yeah, baby, that's why I'm a management consultant. Because I'm not going to look at this through the lens of, oh, Kevin, he's a racist and he did this because the NFL is black. How stupid is that? Donald Trump's going after the NFL because the players are black. Let me tell you, Donald Trump knows the owners of these companies. of these different franchises. They're billionaires like him. He's not attacking them white men. You'd have to be a fool to believe something so silly. Donald Trump's going to go after all these billionaires because he doesn't like that they're hiring black folks. I mean, that just shows you how much the left is willing to jump the shark. Donald Trump just sent a ripple through the capitalism, through the economy, that most people don't even understand. He said to companies, you know what? I'm sick of you being held hostage by this kind of nonsense. They're taking they are violating you as a company, as a country. Now, he can do that for the NFL because he put it into country terms. He's daring them, attack me, Donald Trump, because then you're attacking the flag and you're attacking the anthem, you're attacking the military, you're attacking the veterans. Do it. I dare you. Here it is, my chin. He's that boxer that's got the guy so beat down, he can put his arms behind his back and stick his chin out. And no, nothing's going to happen. They don't even have a puncher's chance. The opposition can't even lift their arms to throw a punch the way this has been positioned. That's genius. He's going after him. And you know what he did? In a strange way, by taunting them with the softness of the sport and flying in the face of all of the injuries around, you know, concussions and all that. And you look, it's up for debate. Do you get more concussions if you run into people at a high rate of speed? Yeah, you do. You absolutely do. But you get paid a lot of money to do it. I'll put it to you this way. I know people, if you said, look, once an hour, you need to run headlong into that wall, but keep your chin up, you know, so you don't break your neck. But run into that wall. It's going to knock you down. You got to do that once an hour for an 8-hour shift, but I'll pay you $1 million a year. I don't know about you, but my hand's up. Now, you might go, Kevin, that's a silly thing to do to make a living. You know what? What I'd ask him is, can I run into the wall 8 times in 1 hour and then I'm gone? Because I can cut my day short. I'm willing to do it. And I bet you many other people are. We look at things practically. But here's my point. Donald Trump taunted the NFL saying you're a bunch of pansies. You've watered down the sport. No wonder nobody wants to watch it. Can't do anything to the quarterback. Can't do anything to this, blah, blah, blah. And what he's saying is you've made it so politically correct, nobody cares. What he's saying, the business, let's take it out of the NFL and let's make it a business. He's saying, you've watered down, you used to sell Coca-Cola. Let me make sure I'm clear on this because liberals will think that this is a show that you can get your, you know, get your drugs. You can sell Coca-Cola. And then I take a sip and I go, this tastes a little watery. No, it's still Coke. We just had to put it over ice, and because you didn't show up fast enough, the water is in the Coke. Well, then it ain't Coke. I want a fresh Coke. And they're like, but no, we can't throw this away. Yeah, you can. They're watering down the NFL. So what we've done, let's get it completely out of the NFL, we've watered down our corporations. I said this on Fox Business. We've watered them down. We've wussified them. We don't allow them to focus on their core business any longer. The core business of football is to find you an entertaining product. The most entertaining product. It's like, it would be like taking mixed martial arts while Dana White and MMA is on top and saying, you know, we think that the rear naked choke is really not a good thing. And so no fights can end. As soon as blood appears, then the fight has to end. Doesn't matter what it is. Cut what. Oh, my gosh, people get offended. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the UFC if they go, yeah, well, you know, as soon as somebody wobbles on their feet, that's it. They're done. How many guys have you seen recover from that? How many guys have you respected when you went, dude, he got smoked and he recovered. What a guy. I don't know about you. I watch MMA. I train, you know, people in it as well. And I marvel at some of these guys. They're a beast. I marvel at them. I go, man, I'm fighting one of these guys. I hit them. Boom. I'm like, I'm shocked they didn't knock you out. Partially, it makes you understand that, you know what? You got to put some sting on some people to hurt them in real life. But then you remember that these are, you know, the top 2% of the fighters in the world. But still, it makes you take pause. You marvel at the things that you don't know that the human body is capable of until you get in there and start moving around with somebody. You're like, whoa. But if you don't get to see that, then what good is it? It might as well be the WNBA. Which, for the record, I may start watching that. Because I guarantee you I'm not watching the NBA. So, conservatives have seen what these football players have done is outrageously disrespectful for the troops and the nation, and liberals and ESPN have portrayed it as a courageous act of defiance against racism and police brutality. Now, one side is right and one side is wrong. Now, I'm going to tell you who's right. The right side. Conservatives. There's a reason they call us the right. So we're right. But who sells the message? And so Donald Trump said, no, you're not selling that message anymore. You're wrong. And he spent the weekend doubling down, bringing the NBA into the matter in the face of liberal outrage. His opinions elicited accusations that he was trying to take away the constitutional rights of Americans and that his sentiment was racist by nature. And you know what he said? Call me racist. Go ahead. Call me racist. I'm talking about a group of people who, you know, that are overwhelmingly in an industry that is minority, and you want to call it racist? These people have been standing up for the flag for a long time, and suddenly it's racist under me when they don't? Yeah, I dare you. Go for it. See, no other politician would have challenged this. Not one. This is what you got to love about Trump. Look, I want to take a short break. We're going to talk a little bit about Anthony Weiner because I got to get him in. If I don't, we may not. Ooh, that's a terrible way to say that. But if I don't talk about Anthony Weiner, we may not get the conversation going. I'll put it delicately. But I want to come back to this after that. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling pre-testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah! KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So we've added two new outlets and a digital affiliate. I'm not exactly sure the locations. I don't try to keep up with that stuff, but we are growing the show. We're appreciative of that. We'll be reaching out to some of you soon who love the show, and because we're going to try to staff up. We'll ask for a little bit of temporary support to do that. So, because, quite frankly, we can't keep up with everything. Things are growing too fast, and that's a good thing. I'm happy for that. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. Anthony Weiner is back in the news, and he got 21 months in prison. And so I jokingly said that Anthony's going to get an arranged marriage in prison, and where he's obviously going to get to play the Muslim woman. And and I firmly believe that. 21 months in prison on Monday from the sexting scandal that drove the New York Democrat. And I want to make sure I put that in everything I say about Weiner. He's a New York Democrat, like Chuck Schumer, and it drove him out of Congress, ruined his marriage, became even an issue in the 2016 campaign of Hillary Clinton because he's tied to those rascally Clintons. And the punishment is worse yet. To be associated with the Democrats, the Clintons, the Obama administration. And let me tell you, many Americans hope that Anthony Weiner is the beginning of the people that we get to go, you know, watch take the perp walk. Fox News reported it this way. U.S. District Judge Denise Coate issued a sentence in federal court in New York. This is a serious crime that deserves serious punishment, she said in a statement. The former lawmaker's sexting habits entered criminal territory when his illicit contact with a 15-year-old girl. Weiner, 53, had pleaded guilty in May to sending sexually explicit text to the girl across state lines. Like across state lines matters. Weiner agreed not to appeal any sentence between 21 and 27 months in prison. He openly... I hate to read this and chuckle, but it is funny. He openly wept in court as the judge announced the sentence. Yikes. In addition to the prison term, he was sentenced to 3 years of supervised release, given a $10,000 fine, and required to forfeit his iPhone. Y'all need to quit laughing. Y'all need to work. I can laugh. Y'all don't have time to laugh. There's buttons to be pushed. Now I'll laugh. This is a funny story. My producers are cracking up. Weiner must surrender on November the 6th to a yet-to-be-determined prison facility. I don't know what's going on in the prison facility, but here's what I'm suspecting. There's a lotto of who gets to be Anthony Weiner's husband. I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh at this story. Oh, my goodness. Pardon the prison pun for me talking about the ramifications of his incarceration. Weiner is a... I mean, isn't it ironic that Weiner was married to a Muslim woman and now he gets to play one? Anthony Weiner is going to go to prison and they're going to say, you know, you're the girl. I mean, come on. The dude is like, I know Carlos Danger, you know, was posing and showing his chest and how tough he was. But it's going to be a whole day. When politicians go to prison, I just kind of inwardly chuckle. Because they were the kids that got beat up in school. And outside of a handful of them who are former, you know, special forces guys or what have you, most of them are just, they are not prepared for prison. Well, except for Barney Frank. Barney was prepared. And a few others, you know, that maybe were on the DL. But most of them are not prepared for prison. And the humiliation they will suffer. I did a thing years ago, a report on prisoners. You know, these kids that thought they were tough and they got sentenced to prison and they talked about the abuse they took. Whoo! You don't want to read the outcome of my findings. You really don't. You will never forget it. I mean, I am so glad to be a fighter. Because I'm telling you, in prison, they would find out, hey, just leave that dude alone. There's easier booty to get. You know what I'm saying? They would leave me alone. But the stories that these kids would tell, it was horrendous. So I don't know where they're going to send Weiner. This is funny to me on so many levels. You know, the good news is, at least, I don't know what his relationship is with Uma, but my hope is that she can give him some direction on how to be a proper Muslim wife in prison. Because something tells me that the Aryan Nation isn't going to take Anthony, and except maybe in the carnal way. And if they give him over to the Muslim Brotherhood, it might not go very well for Carlos Danger. I mean, think about this. This dude was a rising star in politics. Democrat, New York Democrat politics. He was a congressional aide to Chuck Schumer after graduating from SUNY in New York. He served Schumer until 1991. This was 1985. 1991, he served Schumer. 1992, first in public service, he got elected to the New York City Council, youngest member in history, served in 98. Schumer decides to run for Senate. Weiner is elected to Congress after besting his primary candidate by 285 votes. Shockingly close. 2005, Weiner runs unsuccessfully for mayor of New York. You know, that's where the money was, but he didn't make it. 2010, he was galvanized as a liberal hero with a tirade on the House floor about a 9/11 health care bill, and that set the stage for him. Man, then the exposure of Weiner begins, right? May 27, 2011, posts a lewd image on his official Twitter account after quickly deleting the image of his bulging crotch, and then Weiner claimed he was hacked. Well, if they said he had a bulging crotch, we know it was hacked. I mean, come on. June 1st, 2011, Weiner tells CNN he did not post a picture, hired a law firm to investigate the matter. Note the Clintonian tactic of deny, deny, deny. June the 6th, 2011, as more information is leaked, Weiner knows he's caught. He holds a tearful press conference where he admits to taking and posting the photo and engaging in, quote, inappropriate communications with women. To be clear, I am deeply regretting what I have done, and I am not resigning. That's what he said. And believe it or not, a couple years later, Weiner tried to resurrect his career after he resigned, of course. And in normal Democrat politics, the dirtbag could have been successful. May 21st, 2013, Weiner announces a long-shot bid for New York City mayor. He says in his announcement, look, I made some big mistakes. and I know I let a lot of people down. But I've also learned some tough lessons. July 23rd of 2013, barely a full 2 months later, TMZ publishes screenshots of sexual conversations that Wiener had with women in 2012. This is after his revelation, of course, folks. July 25th of 2013, Wiener admits he sent sexually explicit texts under the alias Carlos Danger to as many as 10 women, including three after he left Congress in 2011, along with a 15-year-old girl we will learn about later. The women included Sydney Leathers, 23 of Princeton, who said Wiener had sent nude photographs to her and that they engaged in phone sex months after his resignation. Wiener's campaign manager resigned 2 days later. September 4th of the same year, 2013, Wiener gets into a shouting match with a Jewish voter in New York on the eve of Rosh Hashanah as his campaign is spiraling. September the 10th, Wiener loses the mayoral primary with less than 5% of the vote. Afterward, he ran into Mama's Milk, and we documented his attempt to rise from the ashes because he went to the blacks. Yeah, they're the most likely to forgive a sex-crazed Democratic scoundrel. Liberals in general are forgiving when it comes to scandals, particularly those involving sex or drugs, but black liberals are the best. Trust me on this, folks. Kwame Kilpatrick, Jesse Jackson are scoundrels, and there are countless others. Bill Clinton has been ordained the first black president because he's a scoundrel. Black liberals don't mind when black leaders steal money from taxpayers or get caught in cocaine sting operations by the Fed, because black people have been taught that forgiveness gets you the trinkets in the form of EBT cards and Obama phones. So forgiveness is the word. Spread the word. And Wiener knew this. That's why he hit Harlem for his forgiveness tour of New York during that time. He needed to appear with a couple of black pastors, keep a few black minions around, and then maybe he could become the new plantation owner of New York City. But it didn't quite work out. And now, Wiener is going to find out it's different about black folks in the popo. He's going to get a black boyfriend or husband.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we were talking earlier about who wins in this discussion with the NFL. Because something's being sold. See, we've been being sold that we need to capitulate, we need to adjust to the times, the sport needs to be much safer, and, oh, by the way, we need to let these people make their political stances. Now, keep in mind, when Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, after the shooting of 6 Dallas police officers and the killing, not just shooting, but the murder of, I believe, 6 police officers, they wanted to wear a patch that said, "We support the blue," or whatever, and the NFL said no. But the NFL condones supporting Black Lives Matter, a terrorist organization. They will let blacks take a knee for that. Probably even wear a patch if they'd ask. They will let the NFL players spit in the face of American citizens It's veterans, it's president, and all that, because they don't they disagree with Donald Trump. Here's what I can tell you, and you know this to be true. You already know where I'm headed, most likely. If Barack Obama had done exactly what Donald Trump did, you can bet your sweet buttocks that there would not be a single one of these black players taking a knee. You can bet on it. It's just a fact. That they'll do that because they believe in this politically correct climate that they're doing the right thing. The money's in it. Kaepernick just knew he was going to he's going to make out like a bank robber, man. I mean, just gets free, of course. He's going to make out like a whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's going to make out. I'll just leave it there. And look at him. Out of the league. Can't find a home. And now he's toxic. And time ticks by. Another season gone by. He's toxic. And you know what he's doing? He's poisoning other people. All these other people that want to support him. Because they think, you know what? This is the future. This is where it's been, man. We had Barack Obama. This is social justice warriors. Hey, woohoo! Look at this. Not the future. That's the past, man. America's shifting back. Haven't you? Pay attention, folks. This is huge. That Donald Trump being president, it doesn't even matter. The fact is, you have somebody that's willing to confront the overt racism of the NFL. It hires disproportionately more blacks than, and that's not what Trump's fighting, by the way. But I'm saying, a sport that hires disproportionately more blacks makes them into mega millionaires, and they have the nerve to want to talk crap about the country that they get to do it in. Donald Trump's like, you want some outrageous silly Negroes? I'll show you some. And he put the spotlight on it, because what are these silly Negroes doing? Oh, it's Black Lives Matter, man, Black Lives Matter. And Donald Trump's going, yeah, sure. The people who stole your doggone dreams are who you vote for. The people who crushed your dreams, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, are who you support. Go on, dream crushers. Bring it. What you got? Man, I'm having fun with this subject. Donald Trump's daring him. I dare you to bring it up. I dare you to talk about how oppressed you are making all that money. Come on. They publicly criticize him in this stupid national anthem protest. Players from the Baltimore Ravens, the Jacksonville Jaguars, took a knee while the team played in London, but stood for God Save the Queen. The Queen don't know them and don't care about them. If they want fire, let's make sure we get to Buckingham Palace in time. And I'm not saying she's cruel. I'm just saying, why would she? She got no more reason to stop for them than anybody else. Commentators, primarily from the left, saw the more players joining the protest as a major defeat for Trump. look at all the numbers that have joined the protest. I gave you the numbers, less than 7% in a league that is 68-70% black. I don't know the numbers, but I've seen those ranges. They got 7%. And by the way, had whole teams doing it. The Ravens and whoever else, the Jaguars. Let's see, that's Baltimore Ravens and where the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know much about Jacksonville, but I know a lot about Baltimore. They killing some black people in Baltimore. Man, it's for sport over there. It's like St. Louis. Look, Kroenke had the good sense to move the Rams out of St. Louis because as small as that little town is, you're liable to be killed. He could have lost 2 football players in St. Louis, not by cops. Going to the club. Dun, 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 dun. What? What you looking at me hard for? End of story. So they say Trump is losing. New York Magazine's Jonathan Chait, he thinks that Trump turned the kneel into a free speech issue. He says it's going to earn the sympathy of Americans. Let me tell you something. You know what earns the sympathy of Americans? When a president stands up for the country and says, why are you kneeling during our national anthem? That's what gets the sympathy of the country. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. it's already proven itself in the polls. I don't have any official polls in front of me because my producers have not produced that. But I will tell you this. I'm convinced beyond belief that more people side with the president on this than any of them that would side with those criminals, those thugs making big money in the NFL. That's what I believe. Trump has taken the side of the flag, and he's provoked multimillionaire, whiny black athletes into opposing patriotism. Because guess what, America? Nobody wants to admit what I've been telling you for a better part of a certainly a better part of a decade. Black people hate America. Black leftists do. Not me. Not people like me. Me and Alan West, our part, we love America. We love America. You kidding me? You can tell me there's something better, Kevin. Come look. Sorry. Don't try to lure me in one of those vacation deals. No, sir. Send me over to Somalia. No, that's okay. I'll give my trip to, I don't know, one of those NFL players. Let them have it. Man. Several players of the New England Patriots took a knee during the anthem on Sunday in New England, folks. This is Boston. This is Massachusetts, okay? Where they say, park your car. It's the place, things like that. And these people booed their own team. So do fans of the Buffalo Bills and the Washington Redskins when members of their teams knelt. Their audience is booed. You know who watches football? You? The Donald Trump audience watches football. There's not a statistical advantage. I don't care who you get to poll this. Donald Trump wins. Unless you poll one-legged lesbian Guatemalan midgets, you ain't going to win this poll. No way. Hardly two more liberal anti-Trump areas in America than Boston and D.C. Metro. And even the fans who live there can't stand protest against the anthem. Hallelujah. Preach it, brother. Rather than earning sympathy for free speech, more players joining in the protest is going to alienate the NFL. That's what it's going to do. Fans are already abandoning. Polling last year showed an overwhelming number of Americans want politics off the field. They're sick of it. It's intrusive to your life. You got to deal with it when you talk about, oh, Donald Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare. Yay! Leftists over there going, no, it's Barack Obama's. Please don't. It's really good. He's black, remember? He wants to redo tax policy. No. Why? Because Barack Obama was so good, he knew exactly what he was doing, right? That moron didn't know anything about the economy. Donald Trump's messing with our foreign policy. Yeah. How about making one that we can win with? Donald Trump, man, is a rock star. To even compare him to Barack Obama, when Donald Trump gets up in the morning, gives a little slap and tickle to Melania and puts on his house shoes, he's done more than Barack Obama did in 8 years for this country. Hardcore Patriot fans, folks, booing their own players is not a good sign for somebody that's going to come out on top. Same with D.C. Metro. Donald Trump's going to win this, and he knows he's going to win it because he's got a knack for it. Trump was hard-lined against immigration, the Muslim ban. He got scorn from the left on both those issues. And guess who won? Do I need to have people remember who won that election? Your guy, our guy. Anyway, they can kill the Confederate flag, folks, all they want. But you know what you will not stand for, and I'm glad because I won't. We will not stand for them trying to kill Old Glory, trying to kill the flag that people bled for. As the old saying goes, these colors don't run. And they don't run from leftism in America in this civil war we're fighting with these putzes.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.